Welcome to Languatalk News. Our first story comes from Moldova. The foreign ministry in Moldova has summoned the Russian ambassador, Oleg Vaznetsov. They want him to explain Russia's decision to open 6 polling stations in Moldova for the upcoming Russian presidential election. This is contrary to the previous agreement of opening just 1 station at Russia's embassy in Chisinau, the capital of Moldova. Moldova's president, Maia Sandu, who leans towards Russia, has accused Russia of plotting to overthrow her government. She perceives it as the biggest threat to her country's independence. Russia, on the other hand, accuses President Sandu of fostering anti-Russian sentiments. They view her efforts to join the European Union as detrimental to Moldova. Tensions between the two countries are also escalating due to new customs duties imposed by Moldova on goods entering and leaving the pro-Russian region of Transnistria. Elected officials in this region have turned to Russia for diplomatic support. Switching gears to Russia, the Kremlin has expressed understanding towards Pope Francis's call for talks to end the Ukraine war. However, NATO's leader asserted that now is not the time for surrender. Ukraine's foreign ministry expressed its disappointment, claiming the Pope's suggestions support the use of force and overlook international law. Russia, however, maintains its openness to peace talks. In economic news, Apple, the American tech giant, has announced its new iPhone model, the iPhone 13. The phone boasts a smaller notch, better battery life, and a new A15 Bionic chip. It also has improved camera technology. The iPhone 13 will be available in 4 models and can be ordered from the 17th of September. Moving on to Pakistan, Ishaq Dar, the former finance minister, has been appointed as the country's new foreign minister. Dar, who is 73 years old, is a seasoned politician and a member of Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz Party. Despite critiques of his handling of the economy in the past, Dar will now face economic and security challenges in his new role. Our next story is from Nigeria, where nearly 300 school children were kidnapped by armed men last week in Kaduna State. Nigerian soldiers, supported by local police, intelligence agencies, the Air Force, and a local vigilante group, are now searching for these kidnappers. Mass kidnappings of school children have become a distressing trend in Nigeria, putting families under immense strain. Our final story today is from China. The National People's Congress met last week to discuss a variety of topics, including Taiwan and technology. The main focus, however, was on increasing control for President Xi Jinping and national security. Despite increased security measures and certain limitations, China maintains that it is a responsible power that supports multilateralism and globalization. Thanks for listening to Languatalk News.